Absolutely. I was, you know, look, with all those guys at that position, you're looking for, especially the guys that have been here, you're looking for good retention of the system, being able to go out on the field and execute it. OTAs is hard because from a defensive standpoint, you really don't know what you're getting on a down-to-down basis. So being able to read coverages, understand blitzes, be able to execute the play. And then from a rookie player like Deshaun, you're just looking for his ability to improve day to day. You know, don't make the same mistake twice. You know, be able to learn, from one day to the next, the playbook, but also the execution on the field getting better. And so I think all three of those guys have really improved. I'm really happy with where we are at that position. I mean, all three of those guys had good springs.
How would you like to see Tom get better at once you get the training camp?
John, he's thrown for, I think, 66% in the spring here, which I know it's OTAs, no pads. Like, I know relative to OTAs, that's a pretty good percentage with the team in the 7-on-7s. He's executed well. I think the big thing is it's not necessarily as much getting better. It's, hey, now the pads are on. How do you perform, in the practices, in the games, getting better every single day? You know, that's kind of what I look for.
It's really important for the guys to treat the next 5 weeks as not as a vacation, but getting ready for training camp.
Yeah.
What are some things you put in place to help them succeed in that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, we're going to meet here at 12:15 here and talk to them all about that. You know, we have a checkout process here, give them, the reporting date and all those things, but mostly talk about the next 5 weeks. We've put a lot of things in place, Sarah. We train our rookies. We have a rookie development program that has a lot to do with when they're not here with us. What are they doing? What is their plan? What is their plan relative to football? What's their plan relative to not being around football? We have people in place here for the next 5 weeks. Our training room, our training staff and our strength staff will be here to work with these guys every single day, lifting, running, rehabbing in the training room. So there's a lot of things in place for these guys to be able to be here and train. A lot of guys go other places, you know, they train with different people and they get the same type of training at other places. So, but it's all about being ready to go on July 25th. Yeah, I mean, he's doing great. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, he's in great shape. You can just tell he just can't wait to put the pads on and play. I mean, he's a very difficult guy to go against when you're in full pads. So imagine what it's like when you're not in pads. So, to be honest with you, sometimes you have to. And our offensive line has really battled hard. You know, I've really been happy with our offensive line. But, you know, sometimes you have to get JJ out of the practice just to so you can complete a pass. You know what I mean? So I think he's in great condition, and I know he'll be ready to go.
Will you talk about joint practices and why it's so important going against other teams, like you're going against the Patriots for the first time?
Yep.
What do you hope to get out of those practices?
Yeah, so we obviously since I've been here, we've had a lot of joint practices. We get so much out of that. It breaks up the monotony of training camp. You're able to see your own players against different schemes instead of seeing the same scheme day in and day out. You're able to see how other teams do things. You're able to see how your roster compares to another team's roster and vice versa. I think it's great for our scouting staff to be able to watch another team up close like that. The competition level is great. The coaching staffs that we've worked with now with Coach Belichick here, coming up here in August and Coach Payton later on, they're great coaching staff to work with. We practice in a very similar way. We have a similar practice format, so everything meshes pretty well, and we're excited about doing it.
For the last couple of weeks, we've asked a number of players how they like having you this year, being more hands-on with the offense in a teaching role. How do you like doing that and making sure that quality control, things are being done the right way, the hands-on approach you're taking?
Yeah, I think, over the last, going on my fourth year now, obviously we've tried to do things in a way that put us in a position to win. And, I think we've won more than we've lost, but I think one of the changes that needed to be made this year was for me to be more hands-on. That's really what I love to do is coach and coach the players and be around the players. I love coaching these players. I've had a lot of fun these last 9 weeks with these guys. These guys have given us everything they've got for these 9 weeks, and we've been happy with where we are. I appreciate the players saying that, and I'm just looking forward to training camp. Go ahead.
Oh, you have a relatively young wide receiver group.
Yep.
What are your goals for that group? What are the things that you like out of it, the things that you want to see improve?
You know, look, I think they are relatively young, and I think you'd rather have it that way than relatively old. You know what I mean? I think you want guys that are young and fresh and can run and are ready to go. So I think that that's exciting. I think that you'll see a big jump from some of these guys that were rookies last year. You know, you look at Braxton Miller and you look at Will Fuller and Tyler Irvin, who's been used in a lot of different ways. These guys have made a big jump from their rookie year to their second year, even just looking at the spring. So I'm excited about that group, the leadership that Hopkins brings. You know, we're all excited about where that group can be. Jalen Strong's come on strong here, no pun intended, the last couple weeks. So we're excited about that group. Yep.
This is the last day.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, we're going to shut it down. We've had a great 9 weeks. These guys have worked really hard. We have the linemen in there right now lifting and conditioning, doing things in there. And then we'll cancel tomorrow. We'll have a meeting here, and we'll cut everybody loose here at the end of the day. But these guys have done an unbelievable job for us. They've, you know, we've had great attendance and great work ethic, and it's time to, like I always say, the keys are in the ignition. The engine started. It's time to go on summer break.
Thank you.
All right.